أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وقال الإمام أبي عبد الله الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام أنا قتيل العبرة لا يذكرني مؤمن إلا استعبر صلوات We have been talking about in these nights on the subject of the Athar al-Ma'rifah, the impacts of the Ma'rifat of the Imam of our time, Al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Askari, Sahib al-Amr, wa Waliyu al-Asr, al-Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam. وعجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف whose ma'rifat and in-depth understanding is considered in Islam the ma'rifat of the Imam of the time is considered to be equal to the ma'rifat of Allah himself and when a person has this ma'rifat One of the athar of a mu'min who has the ma'rifat of the imam is al-buka ala al-Husayn. That means crying over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam. This is one of the confirmed athar. And not just that, but this is considered as the alamat and sign of every mu'min. If a person is a mu'min and believer in the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, then one of the signs of a true mu'min al-haqiqi is that whenever he listens to the name of our third imam, his eyes get the tears. This is one of the alamat. And buka and crying over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is one of the divine values, al-qiyam al-ilahiyya, arzishhaye islami, how we say in Farsi. One of the divine values of Islam, which we feel proud. Islam, our religion is nothing but a package of values. And if we compromise on these values, our religion will be gone. So the only way to protect the religion is to protect the values of the religion. And one of our values that we cherish about and we feel proud over this value is al-buka'u al-Husayn alayhi salam. And we, the Shias, alhamdulillah, we the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, alhamdulillah, we feel proud over crying on Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And we must transfer this value of Islam to our younger generations. So our children feel proud, muftakhir. They need to be muftakhir and proud that I cry over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So this is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we can never thank. None of the ni'mats of Allah can be thanked. But this ni'mat is special. This ni'mat is so special because our urafa say that if a person cannot be guided, he cannot get the hidayat to the siratul mustaqeem. If a person cannot get guided through the tears of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, through the shedding tears on Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this person can never be guided. But that's why I said that this is a ni'mat which can never be thanked. None of the ni'mats of Allah can be thanked. But specifically, khususan, the ni'mat of crying over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Because it makes ourselves munqalib. We become transformed and shuffled and overhauled. We become totally transformed into a different person. This is how Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is. He's a madhar of Ya Muqallib al-Qulub wal-Absar. O you who transforms the souls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Muqallib al-Qulub, isn't it right? He transforms the souls and the hearts of the people and the eyes. So, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, being the madhar and reflection of every ism and every name of Allah, without exception, and every sifat and attribute of Allah, sifatul jalali wal jamal, attributes of majesty and attributes of beauty of Allah, he is also, being the madhar and reflection, he is also muqallibul qulub wal absar. He changes the souls of the people. So if we come to the Bab al-Husayn, if we come to the doorstep of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we are overhauled. We become a different person. Shedding the tears on Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam cleans the soul of the person. So, this is a very big value. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed a price tag, fixed a value, a wazn, a weight, a value for every ibadat and worship of Islam. You do your salat, you get this much jaza and reward. You give sadaqah, you have this much reward. Right? You give khums, you have this much reward. There's one ibadat of Islam which Allah did not fix its jaza and reward. And that ibadat is the drop of the tear. The drop of the tear, there is no value and jaza mentioned in any hadith about the complete value of that drop. So that's why the buka ala al-Husayn alayhi salam becomes so munfarid and unique. That's the reason why the urafa say if a person cannot be transformed through the crying over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, this person can never be changed and altered and never be guided by nobody else. I already mentioned to you, I think in the first night speech, that the largest number of people in the history of humanity who got guided towards the Siratul Mustaqeem, the straight path of Islam, the largest number of people who got guided were through Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Largest number of sinners أهل المعاصي, أهل الكبائر, people doing big sins. And they get transformed. Sometimes a person comes into one majlis of aza, and you find after that he's transformed. Isn't that right? So there is a story that one of the asatid, one of the big scholars, was telling that two young men, they came into the majlis of aza, Rozefani of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. The alim was speaking, and these two young men, they sit on one side and they were laughing in the Majlis al-Aza. They are supposed to laugh. The month of Muharram is the month of Aza and the month of mourning for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Isn't it right? Yafrahuna, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam says, talking about the Shia, Yafrahuna li farahina wa yahzanuna li huznina. Is the alamat of the Shia people. They become happy over our happiness and they become sad and mahzoon and sorrowful over our sorrow. So if Ahlul Bayt are mahzoon and sorrowful, we as Shias are also sorrowful. If they are happy, we are also happy. So our happiness and sorrow depends on the happiness and sorrow of Ahlul Bayt. So Muharram is the month where Ahlul Bayt are mahzoon and sorrowful. So we are not supposed to rejoice and feel happy in this month. These two young men came to the Majlis al-Aza and they were laughing, talking to each other during the speech of the alim, which is also not appropriate, not munasib. Isn't that right? Hadith of Amir Mumin alayhi salam says, إِذَا جَلَسْتَ إِلَى الْعَالِمِ وَعِلْمِهِ فَكُنْ عَلَىٰ أَن تَسْمَعْ أَحْرَسْ مِنْكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تَقُولُ. Isn't that right? If you sit to in front of an alim and his knowledge, then be more greedy towards listening, towards hearing, then speaking, and you start speaking yourself. تتعلم حسن الاستماع كما تتعلم حسن القول. Learn how to properly listen, nicely listen, the way you learn how to nicely speak. So we have آداب التعلم and تعليم in Islam. Isn't that right? We go by those principles and etiquettes of Islam. So, but these people, two young men were, this ustad, this teacher was telling, these two young men came, they were laughing, talking to each other during the speech of the alim. And they were wearing clothes kind of red color. You know, first of all, we don't wear these kinds of clothes which show our happiness. Isn't that right? It's mustahab to wear black clothes for, it's makruh in Islam to wear the black clothes. But if you wear it in the aza of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, it is mustahab to wear the black clothes. Especially I would like to request all of you respectable brothers and sisters, when you go out to the downtown rally for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, inshaAllah, I would definitely request all of you to please wear nothing but the black clothes. So this gives a very good and strong message that we are wearing one standard uniform of Aza. We all stand for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. It gives a very strong message about our community to those who are listening and watching us. Even the non-Muslims do it. When they go to the funerals, processions, they all wear black. Isn't that right? So Islam says it's not just a regular thing, it's mustahab to wear for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam never used to color the white beard. Khibab is mustahab in Islam. Isn't it right? And somebody did i'tirad, objection on Imam Ali alayhi salam, that khibab is mustahab, sunnah of Rasulullah. You are not doing khibab. And he says, al-khibab wa zinatun wa nahnu qawmun fi musiba. Khibab is zinat, it's an adornment. But we are people who are in musibat. So he was in the aza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's wafat and shahadat. Peace say salawat. So Amir al-Mu'mineen didn't put the khidab on his beard. His beard was white, because he was doing the aza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He didn't put the khidab until this Ashqal Akhirin, La'natullah alayh, Ibn Muljim al-Muradi, he came ما يمنع أشقاها أن يخضبها من فوقها بدم. Is that right? So he hit the darbat on the head of Imam Ali while he was praying, and his beard became red with the blood of his head, which Rasulullah has said in his hadith. So we find these two people were not wearing the black clothes and wearing some kind of reddish clothes. This is also not appropriate and not munasib. I'm not saying it's haram, but it's not munasib. So we find, and not just that, but these two young people stood up in the middle of the Majlis al-Aza and they walked away. You don't walk away from the middle of the speech. You don't want to listen to somebody you find, don't go there. That's your choice, don't go there. But if you go there, you don't walk away from the middle. Isn't that right? This is not appropriate, it's against the adab. And the next day, what happened is that they both came again, and they both were wearing black clothes. What happened? They were walking out, they were two small cups of tea, and the dishes where you put the cup of tea over it. These people, they straightened those two cups of tea were lying on the ground, and they put it over the tray, so nobody's feet strikes over this. And they went away. And next day, they showed up, and they were wearing very mu'addab, wearing black clothes. And they came and they sat very respectfully. They listened to the speech of the alim very respectfully and stayed till the end of the majlis, came to do the musafaha with the alim. So when they came to do the musafaha with that alim, shaking hand with the alim, this alim grabbed his hand and pulled the person and asked them not to leave, basically. And then he asked him, I see a lot of difference in you from yesterday and today. What happened? Yesterday you both were different people, you behaved differently. And today you are very mu'addab, with adab, wearing black clothes, you stayed till the end, you are looking very different. What happened? He said, yeah, when we went back from the Majlis al-Aza yesterday, both of us saw the same dream. We saw there's a gathering, and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is there, and Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam is there, and they are, writing down. Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam is writing down the names of the participants in the Majlis al-Aza in his his book, whatever. He's writing down the names of all those who participated. And Imam Husayn alayhi salam said to Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam, write down the name of these two. And he said that, well, these two, which I'm paraphrasing in these narrations in my words, these two didn't, they were laughing, they were not basically, they did this and this and this in the Majlis, like we explained, they were not properly with adab and akhlaq and not properly participating last night. But Imam Hussain al-Islam said to Abul Fadl Abbas al-Islam, but at the time they were leaving, they picked up two of our cups and put it on the table, so that none of the people participating in the Majlis al-Aza get injured or hurt and it strikes to their feet. So they served our Ahl al-Aza. They served the people who participated in our Aza. So write down their names. They were participants. Look at the azamat of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. Anything that you can do, small or big, doesn't matter, even if it is very small, as long as you are doing with ikhlas towards Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, consider that thing to be one of the biggest ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is so much mahbub and beloved in the eyes of Allah. So don't look if the thing is small. The thing may be small, but Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is not small. Isn't it right? Even if you are straightening the shoes of a person who is participating in the aza of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, this is a khidmat that you are doing towards Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Even if you do the janitor job in the Husayniyah or Masjid, this is a fakhr and iftikhar of a mu'min that we are doing this service for Imam Hussein and Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayhi. And we are not supposed to think that we are the ones who are deciding these things. Our Urafa say that these jobs are directly assigned by Sayyida Zahra salamullahi alayha. She is the Baniyatul Aza. She is the owner of all the Majalis Husayniyah, all those gatherings who are taking place on the under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens, and all the gatherings which are taking place on the earth. All the gatherings are arranged, managed, and supervised and dictated by Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra salamullahi alayha. It's her program. That's not our program. It's her program. Yeah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Nahnu hujjatullah wa Fatimah ala al-khalq wa Fatimatu hujjatuhu alayna." We are the hujjats of Allah on the creatures. Then every existence is under the hujjat and command and, you know, evidence of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. But Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha is above the 11 Imams. They are all under the hujjat of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. وَفَاطِمَةُ حُجَّتُهُ عَلَيْنَا. Right? Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam has said in his Tawqi' al-Mubarak that فِي إِبْنَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لِي أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Who am I? A sinner like me. Who are we? And when Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam says, in the daughter of Rasulullah lies a role model for me. Fi ibnati Rasulillah li uswatun hasana. Hazrat Fatimatul Zahra salamullahi alayha is a role model for Imam Sahibul Zaman alayhi salam. What to talk of the rest of the people? What is the rest of the people and their value in front of the Imam? So we need to follow Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha's footsteps. She is the hujjat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that these majalis are her business. That's her business. Anything you do for the madras, you straighten the carpet. One corner of the carpet is wrong, you straighten it. This is a big sawab in the eyes of Allah. So you're doing it for her. Don't consider anything small that you do for Imam al-Husayn is going to be small. Amin Mumi alayhi salam says in Nahjul Balagha, La yaqillu amalun ma'a taqwa. Wa kayfa yaqillu ma yutaqabbal. No action is less along with taqwa. And how would it be less when it is accepted? Obviously, when you do it with taqwa, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah has already said, only from muttaqeen. Allah accepts only from the muttaqeen, in other words. So when you do an action with taqwa, it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it is accepted, why would it be less? It is not qaleel. It is very big. So we find that what I was saying to you is buka and tear. Oh, Imam Hussain alayhi salam is a value that we need to transfer. We must transfer this value to our children, so our generation should be crying over Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And this crying over Imam Hussain is not a sign of weakness. Let's be very clear. It's not a sign of weakness. Islam is not the religion of himaqat and silliness. Islam is a religion of fahm and ta'akkul and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tear over Imam Hussain alayhi salam is the sign that this mu'min understands what Imam al-Hussain alayhi salam stood for throughout his life. understands the hadaf and mission of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, and understands what is his responsibility when this kind of zulm is done towards the wali and mawla of our time, what is my responsibility towards the a'da and enemies and the zalimeen and tawagheet of today. So he's slapping with his tears, he's slapping on the face of the enemies of Islam today. So this is a faridatun siyasiyatun ijtima'iyya. This is actually a big slap on the face of all the tawagheet and zalimeen who do not understand the value of the tear. There is a reason why Allah did not fix a value and price for the tear. You must understand that. It's not a sign of silliness if we sit in a corner and we just cry and we do nothing. This is not accepted. That kind of cry is not matloob in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not accept. This is not what Allah has demanded. This person came to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and said, Yabna Rasulullah, I was among the ashqiya. I was one of those people who were gathered at Karbala to kill your grandfather, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. But you know what? I did not throw any arrow. I was standing with them. I did not charge with any sword. I did not throw any spear. I did not throw any arrow. I did not loot the belongings of your grandfather and his haram. I did not attack them. I was just standing in a corner. Some of the people may be even crying for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Isn't it right? Some of the people may be praying for Imam Hussain alayhi salam in the corner. They think, this is what they can succeed with, this behavior, with this kind of cry and this kind of prayers. After the Itmam al-Hujjah, after Itmam al-Hujjah, after Itmam al-Hujjah, that Imam Hussain al-Islam did towards everyone. And so he said to Imam Baqir al-Islam, can my sin be forgiven? I was with the Ashqiya. I did not kill your dad, did not injure, did not loot, did not harm, but I was just standing along with the Ashqiya and praying. Maybe this person was also praying for Imam Hussain, or maybe also crying for Imam Hussain al-Islam. Imam al-Baqir al-Islam said, inshallah, Allah will never forgive you. Because when Shimr came to slaughter my grandfather, before slaughtering Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he had a look towards the crowd standing behind him. So many people are standing behind him to in his support and himaya. Isn't it right? And because of this much support that he had, his qalb, his heart became strong, and that's why he killed the Imam. So everyone who is part of the gathering is part of the massacre of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Please say salawat. So we find that Ibn al-Shabib is one of the ashab of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, and that's narrated in Musnad al-Imam al-Ridha, one of the very sharif and noble books. So he, Rayyan ibn al-Shabib, Rayyan ibn al-Shabib is from the ashab of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. He says that, دَخَلْتُ عَلَى الرِّضَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي أَوَّلِ الْيَوْمِ مِنَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. I went to see Imam Ridha alayhi salam on the first of Muharram. Faqala li, Imam alayhi salam said to me, Yabna Shabib, O the son of Shabib, Asa'imun anta? Are you fasting? And he said, no. Imam alayhi salam said that, Inna hadha al-yawm huwa al-yawm alladhi da'a fihi Zakariya rabbahu azza wa jal. This is the day when Zakariya alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mustahab to fast on the first of Muharram in Islam. This is the day where the dua of Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam was accepted about his son Yahya. Hazrat Zakariya didn't have children, isn't it right? And so when he came, he was the caretaker of Hazrat Maryam salamullah alayha. And once he came to see Hazrat Maryam, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. Isn't it right? He found food next to it. Some of the fruits were there next to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, which were out of the season. So he was surprised and he asked Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. From where did you get it? So she replied, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives to the one, and the rest to the one whom he wishes. So that's where Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, after that, he he obviously fasted on the first of Muharram, and when the time of iftar came, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, the dua in the iftar is mustajab. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can listen to all the times, right? Anywhere, everywhere. But He Himself has fixed certain times and places where the dua is more effective. So if you go to Karbala under the Qubba, your dua is mustajab, for example. If you go in the Al-Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, your dua is mustajab. Isn't it? This is the right hand of Allah. Hadith says, Yameenullah fi ardhihi. If you stand under the Mizab al-Rahma, and on the water spout on the floor of on the roof of the Kaaba, you stand under it, your dua is mustajab. So there are places where the dua is mustajab, and likewise there are times. The first of Muharram is one of those times where dua is mustajab, and especially iftar time is the time where the dua is mustajab. So he prayed. Obviously, Allah listens all the time. And but we don't listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Alhamdulillah alladhi ad'uhu fayujibuni wa in kuntu bati'an. Hina yad'unani ahsant. Isn't it right? All the praise be to Allah who listens to me whenever I seek dua. You know, although I am lazy towards Allah when it comes to obedience, I don't obey Him, I don't listen to Him, in other words. But He still listens to me whenever I call Him. وَإِن كُنْتُ بَخِيلًا حِينَ يَسْتَقْرِضُنِي. Right? Even though I may be bakhil when Allah is seeking qarb from me, loan from me, I become bakhil and miser. But Allah still provides His ni'mat to me. Allah doesn't need, He's ghani. Ya ayyuhan nasu antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghani. Allah doesn't need, but this is the rahmat of Allah that He's seeking qard from man alladhi yuqrid Allah qardan hasanan. So rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's seeking qard. Qard from what? The mal that He Himself gave to us. أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. So we are the Khalifa of Allah about this mal, that this is the amanat of Allah in our hands. This is not our mal. We don't think like Qarun la'anatullah alayh, who used to say, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This is the fikratun qaruniyah. Qarun used to say, this is my money. We don't say this is my money in Islam. Everything belongs to Allah. We are Ameen. We are the Amanat and carriers. We are the carriers of the entrusted trust of Allah in our control. And this is our imtihan and test. How do we behave with this Amanat, the wealth of Allah that Allah gave to us? So we are supposed to use what is our daruratun shar'iyya, what is according to our needs, and the rest of more than what is our need is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam. Do we behave like this? Are we ready to give the qarz to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support Allah's mission? This is our test. Allah is not faqir. But this is His rahmat. He's providing an opportunity for us to get elevated, to become higher. By avoiding the harams, attachment, hubbul mal is one of the biggest harams in Islam. Hubbul dunya is one of the biggest harams, isn't it right? So when we leave these harams, that's how we get murtafi' and elevated. Ta'alaw atlu ma harrama rabbukum. Isn't it right? Ta'alaw. My teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafidhahullah was saying that in Arabic you only use the word ta'alaw when the mutakallim is standing on a higher manzilat and status than the mukhatab. Mukhatab is on the lower status. That's where we use the word ta'ala. So this is a dalil that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is standing on the highest manzilat. So he's saying to the community, قُلْ ta'ala. Allah is asking His messenger to say, ta'ala atlo. Ma harrama rabbukum. Come up. If the mutakallim and mukhatab, the speaker and the audience, are on the same manzilat and level, we say it ilayya in Arabic. Not ta'alaw. Ta'alaw in al-fusha, according to the rules of the Arabic grammar, is only set in a place where the mutakallim is standing on makanin rafi'. His manzilat is higher than the mukhatab. So manzilat of Rasulullah is already higher, isn't it right? So he already has said in his hadith, Ana wa Ali wa Fatima wa Hassan wa Hussein fi hadiratil Quds fi qubbatin bayda saqfuha arshur Rahman Azza wa Jal. Me and Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein are in hadiratil Quds. Hadiratil Quds is the highest level inside the paradise. Fi qubbatin bayda, inside the white dome. Saqfuha Arshur Rahman Azza wa Jal. Its ceiling is the arsh and throne of Rahman. So they are already on the highest level. Prophet deserves to say, Ta'alaw. So he's saying to the community, Ta'alaw, come up. Depart this alaqat maddiya, this attachments of the material world. Leave, break away, give talaq to this dunya and its attachments, and come up. How do we give talaq to this dunya? أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَا رَبُّكُمْ. I recite upon you, say, come up, I recite upon you what your Lord has made haram on you. So we understand in the light of this ayat of Quran that by leaving the harams in the sharia, we get higher and higher and higher, and closer towards Allah and the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. So the key, the miftah towards getting closer and muqarrab towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to depart all the attachments of this dunya, which are the root cause for doing the harams. All the harams that people are doing is because of hubbud dunya. Right? And then some people try to justify left and right. Try to bring some ayat of Quran and some hadith to justify their own wrong way of thinking. Some people have decided their thinking already. Isn't it right? Their mind is already set. Now they're trying to seek justification from the Quran. This is what we, ilm al-tafsir, we call it al-tafsir bil-ra'i. Al-tafsir bil-ra'i, interpreting Quran according to your take and opinion, is exactly this. That when you make your mind first, and then you try to seek a justification and tawjih and ta'weel of your opinion from the Quran to justify your personal opinion that you have already made. We are supposed to come to Quran khali al-zahn, without making our opinions. And we allow Quran to make our opinion. Not that we make our opinion first and then we try to seek justification from Quran. So we find that Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam fasted on the first of Muharram. When the time of iftar came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel. And that's where we find the nida was given to Prophet Zakariya, and Allah yubashshiruka bi ghulam ismuhu Yahya lam naj'al lahu min qabdu samiyya. So Allah is giving you the basharats, the glad tidings, the good news about the son called Yahya, in other words. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ السَّمِيَّةِ. He doesn't have anyone similar in his name before him, in other words. So we find that Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, some of the narrations tell us that, some of the narrations say that Hazrat Zakariya, when he learned about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that he would be slaughtered. How did he learn about Imam al-Husayn? At the time of iftar came, Jibreel came, and Jibreel said to him, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Saad. What's the meaning of Kaf Ha Ya Ain Saad? Prophet Zakariya did not know the meaning. So he asked Jibreel, what's the meaning about the meaning of that? So obviously, see, everyone needs a bab and wasila. No one can say, I don't stand in need of the wasila towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a qawlul ahmaq. Any person who says, I don't need wasila towards Allah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullaha waftahu ilayhil wasila. Oh, you who believe, you know, have taqwa, and seek wasila, means towards Allah. So who can say? Imam Ali alayhi salam asked Rasulullah to do dua for him. And Rasulullah did wudu. The narration says, Prophet did the wudu. And he prayed two rakats of prayers and he said, Allahumma bihaqqi aliyin. Prophet is giving the wasila of Imam Ali alayhi salam to seek dua for Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please say salawat. He said that I did not, wallah, I swear to Allah, in other words, I did not find anyone closer to Allah than you. So Prophet is seeking wasila for his dua to be accepted. Those wasila is Imam Ali for the dua for Imam Ali alayhi salam. So who are we? Who are we to say that we don't need a wasila? I don't do any sin, so I don't need any wasila of Prophet and Hilbert. This is a statement of qawl al-ahmaq, a person who does not understand the religion and Quran. We all need the wasila. So Prophet Zakaria also need the Bab. Assalamu alayka ya Bab Allahi alladhi la yuta illa minhu. Don't we say in the ziyarat to Imam Sahib Zaman Assalam, salam be on you, the door of Allah, the gateway of Allah. La yuta illa minhu. That means nothing is given to nobody. Nothing is given to nobody except through you, through that door. So everyone who gets anything at any time is getting through the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. This is their status. Bina fatah Allah wa bina yakhtim. Isn't it right? In zukir al khair kuntum awwalahu wa akhirahu wa aslahu wa far'ahu wa ma'dinahu wa ma'wahu wa muntahahu. If khair and goodness is mentioned, you Ahlul Bayt are the beginning of the khair. You are the end of every khair and goodness. You are the root of every khair. You are the branch of every khair. You are the mineral of every khair. And you are the peak and climax of every khair. Anbiya alayhi salam did their wasila towards Ahlul Bayt. The Prophet did the wasila of Imam Ali for the dua. So this is how we are supposed to do the wasila. So Prophet Zakaria didn't know the meaning of Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Saad. So he asked Jibreel, and Jibreel said the Kaf is what it stands for, Karbala. And that's where, and Ha stand for the Shahadat, the Halakat of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and Ya stand for Yazid da'natullahi alayhi, who is the Qatil of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and Ayn stands for the Atash, for the thirst of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and Saad stands for the Sabr of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. So when Hazrat Zakaria heard about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he started to cry. We are talking about Buka al-Husayn and the impact and the asar of the Buka. So he started to cry when he heard about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Well, all the Prophet cried. All the Prophets cried. And this is what Ayatullah Sheikh Ja'far Shustari rahmatullah alayh, he used to say that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, every trouble that he faced, every musibat he faced is the highest degree musibat. There is no af'alut tafdeel. You know, they're going to say this one is lesser, this one is more, this one is most. This af'alut tafdeel, this relative, you know, comparative nouns don't apply for the masaib of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. They used to say all of his masaib were great. But having said that, Ayatullah Sheikh Ja'far Shustari rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the musibat of atash and thirst of Imam Hussein was the greatest. Why? He has his own dalil. He said the dalil for that is that when Jibreel recited the masaib of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in front of every single Nabi and Prophet of Allah. Every Prophet, in front of every Prophet, Jibreel recited the masaib, musibat of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And the musibat that Jibreel chose to recite in front of every single Nabi of Allah was the musibat of atash and thirst of Imam Hussain. This is the dalil of Ayatollah Sheikh Ja'far Shustri, that the atash is the highest of all the masahif of his. He has his own dalil, it has its own wazn. So we find that Hazrat Zakariya cried by listening to that. Obviously his dua was mustajab. He prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me a son which is mushabih, which is similar, resembling to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and my son gets shaheed, he also becomes, you know, make him shaheed, in other words, make him die in the way of Allah. So I feel the pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How would Prophet feel the pain of his son Husayn? So I can also feel the pain of Rasulullah. That was the dua of Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam. It became mustajab. And Allah awarded him a son, Yahya, which our fuqaha say has seven or eight resemblances with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Imam Hussain alayhi salam was also born 6 months of pregnancy. Hazrat Yahya was also born 6 months of pregnancy. Hazrat Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the first one to have the name of Hussain in the history. No one else was named Hussain before him. And Yahya alayhi salam was also Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya, Quran says. He was the first one who was named in the history with Yahya, and there is no one else before him who was named Yahya. The second, mushabahat, second resemblance. And so on and so forth, there are several. Both of them were killed for Tahut. Killed by the Tahut. Imam Hussain was killed by the Tahut. Yahya was also killed by the Tahut of his time. The king in the time of Prophet Zakariya, Prophet Yahya alayhi salam, his wife was old. He wanted to marry a second wife. The wife thought, if my husband, the king, marries somebody else, he's going to get the whole kingdom. Isn't it right? So the wife asked the king, her husband, the king, to marry her own daughter, wife's daughter. Look at the shaitan can take a person to how far. And obviously the king asked Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam about whether this mas'alatun fiqhiyya, Islamic ruling, is it allowed to marry the daughter of my wife? And this happened when the wife asked her daughter to go without clothes in front of the king. So that the king ends up liking you and you can marry the king, and that's how you will get the whole kingdom, in other words. So the king wanted to marry, now he wants to marry this daughter of his wife. And obviously when he asked Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, he said, it's haram. Obviously we know the daughter of the wife is haram ila al-abad, haram till forever. You can never marry your daughter in Islam. And when this girl, the daughter of the wife of the king, when she heard this, that Yahya is the one who is stopping the marriage, so she said to the king that my mehr is the head of Yahya. This is how it happened. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam, whenever he used to, throughout his safar from Medina towards Iraq, he used to recall Yahya alayhi salam, and he used to say inna min hawani dunya anna ra'sa Yahya ibn Zakariya uhdiya ila baghiyyin min baghaya bani Israel. This is among the pasti and lowliness of this dunya that the head of Yahya was gifted to a prostitute among the prostitutes of Bani Israel. Inna min hawani dunya anna ra'sa Yahya ibn Zakariya uhdiya ila baghiyyin min baghaya Bani Israel. He used to constantly remember Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. So we find that there are so many resemblances between them. So now, Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam is killed. So, Coming back to the riwayat of Imam Rida alayhi salam, where he's talking to Ibn Shabib, Rayyan Ibn Shabib, Mansama. Imam alayhi salam says, Mansama hadha al-yawm, thumma da'a ila Allah, istajaba Allahu lahu kama istajaba Zakariya. Whoever fasts on the first of Muharram, and then he prays to Allah, Allah accepts. Allah is going to accept his dua just like he accepted for Zakariya. Yabda Shabib, إِنَّ الْمُحَرَّمَ هُوَ الشَّهْرُ الَّذِي كَانَ أَهْلُ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ فِي مَا مَضَى يُحَرِّمُونَ فِيهِ الظُّلْمَ وَالْقِتَالِ لِحُرْمَتِهِ. O the son of Shabib, month of Muharram is a month, in other words, where the people of Jahiliyyah, that means the Kuffar and Mushrikeen, people in the time of Jahiliyyah used to consider zulm and war, oppression and war as haram. They used to avoid it. People of Jahiliyyat were mushrikeen, worshipping idols, isn't it right? But they still had certain principles with them. You know, they used to eat this desert lizards. They have no manners, no adab, no akhlaq, no ilm, the juhal, isn't it right? Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi, when she delivered her khutbah in the darbar of the Taghut, she said, "Tashrabun al-taraq wa taqtatun al-qid." You guys were the one who used to tashrabun al-taraq. Taraq in Arabic, we mean the stagnant water. You people used to drink stagnant water. That means you didn't even know, you don't have no adab and akhlaq and etiquettes to distinguish what water is tahir and what is najis and what is clean, what is drinkable, what is undrinkable. You had no sense. You guys used to drink the stagnant water. وَتَقْتَهْتُونَ al-qid. You used to eat the raw meat. Raw meat are just like the animals eat. You know, the wild animals, you know, eat the raw meat of the other animals. Isn't it right? This is how the people of Jahiliyyat used to do. But the same people of Jahiliyyat who were tashrabun al-taraq wa taqtatun al-qit, the misdaq of that, but they used to consider qital and war in the month of Muharram as forbidden. Whereas we find that the ummah of Rasulullah, you know, they did not hold the hurmat and dignity of this month, nor did they hold the hurmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yabda Shabib. Yabda Shabib. In kunta baqiyan li shay'in, fakki li Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, fa innahu zubha kama yuzbahu al-kafsh. Oh, the son of Shabib, if you want to cry, if you cry for someone, then cry for Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Because he was killed like a sheep is slaughtered. This is how Imam Husayn alayhi salam was killed. So we find that وَقُتِلَ مَعَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ ثَمَانِيَةُ عَشَرَ رَجُلًا مَا لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ شَبِيهُونَ. And along with him, 18 people of his family were slaughtered, were killed, who had no examples, no parables, no one like them on earth. But the most superior people, along with them, 18 people of his family who were the most superior, there was no likeness, no one like them on earth, were killed along with Imam alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ بَكَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضِينَ بِقَتْلِهِ فِي قَتْلِهِ بِقَتْلِهِ. And the heavens, the seven heavens and earth cried on the qatl of Imam Husayn alayhi salam. You know, Sheikh Jafar Shustari rahmatullah alayhi also used to say that everything cried over Imam Husayn alayhi salam. Everything of the universe cried. You can imagine every zarra and particle of the universe. Everything, not just the human, some of those humans, you know, and or some of those jinns or the malaika, the heavens, the earth, jannat, everything that you imagine, the fishes, the birds, the animals, everything, except that buka'u kulli shay'in bihasabihi. The cry of everything is in accordance with that thing. The cry of the winds on Imam Husayn alayhi salam, the wind started to blow, the blackish and the reddish wind started to blow. Some of the riwayat in the history say, for 7 days, there were blackish or reddish winds blowing. This is the cry of the wind over Imam Husayn alayhi salam. The stones, every stone that was picked up, there was a blood under the stone. This is the cry of the stones. So everything cried over Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So when we do the cry over Imam Hussain, when we do the buka, we become mushabih to the anbiya. And mushabih in this sense with the awsiya and a'imma alayhi salam. And mushabih to the malaika. And mushabih to the ahlul samawat. And mushabih to the ahlul aradheen. Listen, this is something that makes us mushabih. See, everything is not fasting. If you are a sa'im, you are fasting, very good. Very good ibadat. But this is not, this does not make you mushabih to the malaika. Not, you don't find all the angels being sa'im. Isn't that right? You don't find all the fishes being sa'im. You don't find all the birds being sa'im. But the buka ala al-Husayn is that ibadat that makes you mushabih to every single existence. This is the uniqueness of the buka ala al-Husayn alayhi salam. So we find that even when the head of Imam al-Husayn was placed in the Masjid al-Hannana, we find the masjid was crying. The masjid itself was crying. When Imam al-Husayn died, became shaheed, Allah, 4,000 angels took permission and izn from Allah to come down for the nusrat and help of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. By the time they reached Karbala, Imam Hussain already became shaheed. So they started to cry over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and they, with the permission of Allah, are staying at the haram of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam and did not return back to the heaven. They are staying in the haram and constantly crying over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And you see, the riwayat says, وَلَقَدْ بَكَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرَضُونَ بِقَتْلِهِ وَلَقَدْ نَزِلَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَرْبَعَةُ آلَافٍ لِنَصْرِهِ فَوَجَدُوهُ قَدْ قُتِلْ. You know, فَهُمْ عِنْدَ قَبْرِهِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَقُومَ الْقَائِمِ فَيَكُونُونَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِهِ وَشِعَارُهُ شِعَارُهُمْ يَا لَسَارَاتِ الْحُسَيْنِ. So they are going to stay at the qabr of Imam Hussain, and all these angels are 4,000 angels who came for the help. They are all crying constantly. Our urafa, when they visit the qabr of Imam Hussain, these urafa who don't have hijabat and curtains of zunub and sins, they hear the voices of those 4,000 angels at the qabr who are crying. Because they don't have hijabat. They can hear the voices of the angels crying on Imam Hussain. And their shi'ar and their slogan is Ya la sarat al Hussein. That means you want to take the revenge of Imam al Hussein alayhi salam. Yabna shabib in bakayta ala al Hussein. When you cry over Imam al Hussein alayhi salam, over Hussein alayhi salam, hatta tasila dumu'uka ala khaddayk. When you cry over Imam Hussein until your tears are flowing over your cheeks. Imam Rida alayhi salam says, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ أَذْنَبْتَ كَبِيرًا أَوْ كَانَ كَبِيرًا كَانَ أَوْ صَغِيرًا قَلِيلًا كَانَ أَوْ كَثِيرًا. Allah forgives every sin that you have committed, big or small, less or more. Obviously, this is the value of the buka over Imam Hussain alayhi salam. All our sins get forgiven. Obviously, if we have the ma'rifat of him, of the Imam alayhi salam. Not a person who doesn't have the ma'rifat. So, yabn al-shabib. That's why, you see, maybe this is one of the reasons why some of the riwayat tell us, when you are crying over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, don't wipe your tears quickly. Don't be quick in cleaning your tears. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking towards you bin nazar rahma, with the looking of rahmat and mercy. But don't be quick in cleaning the tears. Allah is looking at you. It's a time that you need to be, you to prolong, in other words. Because you are looked at by Allah with His mercy. It's a tawfiq of Allah for a person to cry for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. It's not an ordinary thing. All the sins are being forgiven. One of the biggest events of your entire life. Our Urafa see the angel standing next to every Baki, every person who is crying over Imam Hussein. Our Urafa see there are angels standing next to every Mu'min who is crying. And they have qarura, they have their own container in which they take the tears of the person and put it in that container. What do the angels do with the tears of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? They gather all the qatarat, all the tears, and they take it to where? To the fountain in paradise, which is called Hayawan. Not Hayawan. Hayawan. The fatha, zabar over the ya. Hayawan. Hayawan is one of the greatest fountains. A very beautiful discussion of Islam. If Allah allows, we can talk about the fountains of paradise. How many fountains are there in paradise? Anhar, Anhar al-Jannah. How many are there and why? And which mu'min is going to read, which person of Jannah is going to drink from which fountain and why? Why not every person can drink from every fountain? Why? A very beautiful discussion of Islam and tafsir. Why not every Ahlul Jannah is allowed to drink from every fountain? Everyone is not allowed. Even among Ahlul Jannah there are darajat. So there's a fountain called, nahar called Al-Hayawan. Hayawan in Arabic means pure life. It's not Hayawan, it's Hayawan, pure life. Truly it's the pure life. So these qatarat are taken from Majalis al-Aza by the angels and they drop it into the fountain in the nahar called Hayawan. And our scholars say that the taste of the tear is saltish. But they constantly they are adding these tears into the nahar, fountain of Hayawan. And the fountain of Hayawan is becoming sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Although tears are saltish. This is the mu'jiza of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. This is his lutf. His fountain is becoming sweeter and sweet. And only those people are ahl and deserving on Jannah to drink from the fountain of Hayawan who used to cry over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam back then in the life of dunya. Please say salawat. So, يا ابن الشبيب إن سرك أن تسكن الغرف المبنية في الجنة مع النبي صلى الله عليه وآله فلعن قتلة الحسين. Oh, the son of Shabib, if you want to reside in the rooms which are constructed in the paradise next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, if you want to live in those of the rooms which are constructed next to the Holy Prophet in the jivar, that means in the neighborhood of the Prophet in paradise, you know, Imam Rida says fal'an qatalat al-Husayn, then send la'nat on the killers of Hussein. I see some of the mu'mineen in their homes, they have water, you know, fountains inside the homes, and they have written over the water gallons and fountains and big water, you know, containers. As-salatu ala al-Husayn. Allahumma salli ala al-Husayn wal'an qatalat al-Husayn. This is very good. I really become happy when I see these mu'mineen who are writing. So that when our children drink water in our homes, they remember our value. And that when you drink the water, you have to remember Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. And you have to send a la'nat on the qatalat al-Hussein, on the killers of Imam Hussein. This is our value. Our children must be reminded every time they drink water. Man sharib al-ma, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, man sharib al-ma fa zakar al-Hussein wa... وَلَعْنَ قَتِلَهُ. Whoever drinks water and he remembers Imam Hussain alayhi salam and sends la'nat on the qatil of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides him كَتَبَ لَهُ مِئَةَ أَلْفْ حَسَنَةً وَمَحَ عَنْهُ مِئَةَ أَلْفْ سَيِّئَةً وَرَفَعَ لَهُ مِئَةَ أَلْفْ دَرَجَةً وَكَأَنَّمَا أَعْتَقَ مِئَةَ أَلْفْ نَسْمَةً. في مضمون الرواية. ويحشر يوم القيامة ثلج الفؤاد. Whoever, you know, when he drinks water, he sends salawat on Imam Hussain alayhi salam and sends la'nat on his qatil. Allah provides 100,000 hasana and good deeds for him in his book are written. And Allah erases 100,000 sins of his. And Allah elevates 100,000 levels for him in the paradise. In other words, and as if he has, in other words, set free 100,000 slaves. There's a lot of sawab in Islam to set free a slave. وَيُحْشَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سَلَجَ الْفُؤَادِ. And he'll be resurrected on the day of judgment where his heart will be cool and calm and peaceful. In other words, satisfied. Very great reward for just remembering Imam Hussain and sending salawat and la'nat on his qatil. Salawat on Imam Hussain and la'nat on his qatil. This is our value.
Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
يا ابن الشبيب, I'm coming to the end. يا ابن الشبيب, إن سرك أن يكون لك من الثواب مثل مثل ما لمن استشهد مع الحسين عليه السلام. If you want to get the sawab similar to the sawab of those who became shaheed along with Imam Hussain alayhi salam, whenever you remember Imam, say, يا ليتني كنت معكم فأفوز معكم. I wish I was with you, so I can succeed with you. Whenever we remember Imam Hussain, this is a short sentence, we can say that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the reward. If you say the sentence with ikhlas and sincerity, if you say the sentence, you get the reward. Just like this person said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, that my brother, after the end of the Battle of Siffin, my brother did not know that the Battle of Siffin against Muawiyah is taking place. When I told him, he didn't know. He said he wanted to be part of it, to support you, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam Ali asked this person about whether or not he had this intention, in other words, to come and support Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he said, yes, my brother had the need to support you. If he knew in time, he would have definitely come to support you. Imam Ali alayhi salam replied, he was with us. And not only him, but all the children who are in the lineage of the fathers, Aslab al-Rijal and Arham al-Nisa, Arham al-Ummahat in other words, all the children who are in the lineage of the fathers and the wombs of the mothers till the day of judgment, they are all with us. So if you make the sincere niyat that, you know, whenever you remember Imam Hussain, Ya laytani kuntu ma'akum. فَأَفُوزَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. I can also, I wish I was with you, I can give talaq to this dunya and its attachments, which makes them do harams and harams. So I can give talaq, I go with you, I sacrifice everything I have for you, and I become successful. فَأَفُوزَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. I can succeed the great success. All the shuhada. This is the maqam of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. All the shuhada will be, yani, yaghbituhu jami'u shuhada. All the shuhada will be feeling, I wish I would have got that level. This is the level of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So we find that yabda al-shabib in sarraka an takuna ma'ana fit darajat al-ula min al-jannat fahzan li huznina wafrah li farahina wa alayka bi walayatina. Oh, the son of Sabib, if you want to be along with us in the high levels in paradise, then be happy, be sorrowful over our sorrow, and be happy over our happiness. And alayka bi walayatina, and stick to our walayat. That means, don't support any tahut. The simplest, easiest, digestible definition of a mu'min is that who believes in the walayat of 12 imams alayhi salam and did not support the tahut of his time. There is no simpler definition that I can do for my youth. A mu'min is defined in Islam a person who believes in the walayat and hukumat and government concept and khilafat and imamat of 12 imams and did not side, sympathize, support or work for any tahut in his life. So, a person who cries over Imam Hussain is mahbub in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that Prophet used to love anyone who loves Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Anyone who loves Hussain ibn Ali is mahbub in the eyes of Rasulullah. Prophet said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Inni uhibbu aqilan hubbayni. Tonight we want to talk about Hazrat Muslim alayhi salam. Salamullahi alayhi. So the Prophet said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Inni uhibbu aqilan hubbayni. I love Aqil, that is Aqil ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Hubbayni, two love, dual love. Prophet had dual love towards Aqil alayhi salam. Hubban lahu wa hubban li hubbi Abi Talibin lahu. One reason for loving Aqil is that Aqil himself deserves to be loved. Loving for the sake of him. And he himself is the ahl to be loved. So he is mahbub of Rasulullah. Wa hubban li hubbi Abi Talibin lahu. The second reason is that Abu Talib alayhi salam loves Aqil. So whomsoever is mahbub in the eyes of Abu Talib alayhi salam, that becomes mahbub in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Prophet says that wa inna waladahu la maqtulun fi mahabbati waladika. And certainly his child, that means the son of Aqil, that means Muslim ibn Aqil, his child will be killed in the love of your child. Then the son of Aqil, Muslim ibn Aqil, is going to be killed in the love of Hussein ibn Ali. What a fakhr. Fakhr for Hazrat Muslim alayhi salam. This is a fakhr that he becomes shaheed in the hub of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. وَإِنَّ وَلَدَهُ لَمَقْتُولٌ فِي مَحَبَّةِ وَلَدِكَ. And then Prophet said, تَدْمَعْ عَلَيْهِ عُيُونُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The eyes of the believers will shed tears on him. That means the mu'mineen are going to shed tears on Muslim ibn Aqil till the day of judgment. وَتُسَلِّي تَدْمَعْ عَلَيْهِ عُيُونُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَتُسَلِّي عَلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. And the close angels of Allah are going to send salawat on Muslim. What a great level for Muslim ibn Aqil salamullah alayhi. He comes to the Kufa and people are ready to pray. You know, fasluddin wa siyasa. Isn't it right? Separating religion and the hukumat and walayat of Ahlul Bayt. Islam minus walayat. People are following Islam without the walayat, without the hukumat of Islam. Non-political Islam. Isn't it right? So they are praying. They pray the jama'at behind Muslim ibn Aqil. Isn't it right? There's a khums, there's a siyam, there's, you know, fasting, there's had, there's hijab, but walayat? No. When it comes to tahut, sakit in front of the tahut. So we find Muslim ibn Aqil prays, and 18,000 people wrote the letters. Some of the tawariq say 24,000 invited. And now Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil, Imam Hussein says, Inni ba'isun ilaykum akhi wa ibn ammi wa siqati. I am sending towards you, you know, akhi, my brother, wa ibn ammi, my cousin, wa siqati, my trustworthy. Fa in kataba ilayya. If he writes to me that your situation, mislima qaddamat bihi rusulukum, just like you have sent in your messages, in other words, your messengers have brought, then aqdimu ilaykum washikan. I will come to you. So Imam Hussain doesn't trust the people of Kufa in the time of Muslim ibn Aqil alayhi salam, because he sends his naib. If the naib trusts them, then Imam Hussain will trust them. So we are supposed to follow the naib. Is that right? Muslim ibn Aqil is not ma'soom, like the 14 ma'soomin alayhi salam. But still, he is the naib of Imam Hussain. His ita'at is wajib on the people of Kufa. So we find Muslim Aqil, people are praying behind him, but when he comes out of the Salat al-Maghribain and he moves towards the Darul Amara, the royal compound of Ibn Ziyad, la'anatullah alayh. Now the riwayat we says that Tariq is saying that people, mothers are coming and holding the hands of their children. You don't need to go back to your home. You need to go back to your home. You don't have to be with Muslim Ibn Aqil. Go back to your home. Mothers are coming and taking the hands of their, you know, children or their brothers and taking away from Muslim ibn Aqil. And finally, when he enters into the Darul Amara, the royal compound, and he turns to see, the riwayat says, when he looks, there is nobody with him. He is Ghareeb and Fareed and Waheed alone. Kufa is full of the Mudda'een, people who are claiming we love Ahlul Bayt. Islam minus Walayat. Islam minus Walayat allows Muslim ibn Aqil and Hussein ibn Ali to get slaughtered next door. So we send la'nat on of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Islam minus Walayat. Isn't it right? Is Islamul mal'oon in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't follow Islam minus Walayat. There's a la'nati and mal'oon Islam. So we find this allows Hussein to be killed next door. So Muslim Naqil enters into the Kufa and he's hungry and thirsty. Nobody's there to provide food to the Naib al-Imam alayhi salam. Nobody's there to provide water to Muslim Naqil. He's walking in the streets and he doesn't know the directions of the city. He's a stranger, he's ajnabi. Now finally he reaches in front of the house of this Mu'mina Taw'a. She's a very nice Mu'mina, but she doesn't know Muslim Naqeel. He sits in front of her house, and this Mu'mina comes and sees there is an ajnabi, a stranger person sitting there in front of the house. You know, she says to the Hazrat Muslim, says to her, Ya Amatullah, isqini ma'an. Oh, the kanis of Allah, bring me some water. In other words, so she brings water. It says, Soma sawab, saqiyul ma is a sawab in Islam. A lot of sawab to provide water to the thirsty. So she brings water. She brings water for Muslim Naqeel. He drinks water. She goes away into the house. After a short while, she comes out again to see. And she sees this stranger person is still sitting in front of her house. And she asks him, why don't you go to your home? And Hazrat Muslim Ibn Aqeel replies, I don't have any home. She says, would you introduce yourself? And he says, do you know Imam Hussein alayhi salam? He introduces himself that basically he says that I am the Muslim Ibn Aqeel. I am the representative, in other words, that my Mawla Imam Hussein has sent. When she hears about that, she opens the door of the house. Mawla, this is your own house. Come inside. She's a very nice mu'mina. She brings Hazrat Muslim alayhi salam inside her house. Hazrat Muslim goes into the sardab, into the basement of the house, and he spends the whole night in the ibadat and munajat and tilawat of Quran throughout the night. And when the fajr time passes by, when the fajr time comes, he hears the voice of the horses of Ibn Ziyad, soldiers. Well, obviously, he's Hashimi, he is Ghayur. He has the ghairat. He does not stay inside the house of this mu'mina, because he knew if he stays, these ashqiya are going to enter into the house of this mu'mina. He doesn't want the ashqiya and the a'da and enemies to enter into the house of a mu'mina. He himself comes out of the house. Look at the shuja'at of Musa ibn Aqeel alayhi salam. He comes out of the house and faces the enemy, all the soldiers, and he fights with them bravely. And then they have to send message to Ibn Ziyad to send further soldiers. Because they cannot kill, even they cannot capture even one person like Abu Sayyid Naqeel. Finally, by deception, when he was injured so much and captured by deception, and he's bleeding from top to the bottom, and he's brought into the darbar of Ibn Ziyad, we find there is a person who is standing at the door, and he says to Muslim, Sallim alal Amir, say salam to the ruler. And Muslim Ibn Naqeel replies back, may our salam be on Muslim Ibn Aqeel. He says, Mali Amirun Sibal Hussein. I don't have any leader other than Hussein. Look at the azamat of Muslim Ibn Aqeel. Afzalul jihad kalimatu haqqin inda imamin ja'ir. He did the most superior jihad of saying the kalima of haqq in front of the zalim ruler. And finally, when he was taken up on the saqf, on the top of the Darul Amara to be killed, he seek permission to say two rakats of prayers. This is how Ahlul Bayt are. This is Naqil is part of Ahlul Bayt. He seeks permission to say his final two rakats of prayers. And then he says salam on Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. The last salam on Abi Abdullah. And when Imam al-Husayn hears the news of Muslim Ibn Naqil's shahada, you know, he brings the daughter of Muslim Ibn Naqil is in the qafila with Imam al-Husayn. Imam al-Husayn rubs the hand over the head of the daughter of Muslim Ibn Naqil. Hazrat Sukaina was watching. Hazrat Sakina was watching. And on this scene, so finally, on the day of Ashura, when Imam al-Husayn is departing the Qiyam and leaving towards the Maqtal, Hazrat Sukaina follows Imam al-Husayn. Imam al-Husayn hears the voice, somebody's coming behind him. So when he sees, this is the daughter Sukaina bint al-Husayn coming behind the Imam. Imam gets off the horse and Sukaina says to Imam al-Husayn, rub your hand over my head in the way you did it towards the daughter of Hazrat Muslim, because I know you are not going to return back. ألا لعنة الله في القوم الظالمين.
ثبت عباس حتى بقطعة جنوده.